beneficiary of her husband. She says she made an error in publicly denying her links to the company, which she recommended to ministers during the pandemic. The company is currently being investigated by the National Crime Agency. The Foreign Secretary is calling for a sustainable ceasefire in the escalating war between Israel and Hamas. But David Cameron's stopped short of demanding an immediate pause in fighting, saying peace must last for generations. Meanwhile, Israel's confirmed UN aid trucks will enter Gaza from its territory for the first time since the current conflict began. Marie van der Zyl is president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews.
We all want the war to be finished. We all want to have peace. And the organisation that I represent believes in a two-state solution, a secure Israel with secure borders. But clearly, Gaza also has to have a Marshall Plan.
The site on the northernmost part of the Shetland Islands has become the first UK-licensed spaceport for vertical rocket launches. Saxe-Vord Spaceport on Unst should see the first launches in 2024. This year's Strictly Come Dancing final was watched by an average of 8.8 million viewers. That's a drop of around 400,000 on last year. It's another huge day in the Premier League title race. Live to Nigel Bidmead, who's been watching Arsenal take on Brighton.
And Arsenal have won 2-0. This was a hard-fought victory and one that takes Arsenal back to the top of the table. After dominating the first half and spurning a host of chances, the home side took the lead through Gabriel Jesus, who headed in at the far post from a flicked-on corner. Arsenal put the game to bed on 88 when Kai Havertz scored his fifth of the season. It's finished. Arsenal 2, Brighton 0.
Hey, it's just finished at Aston Villa, who came from behind to beat Brentford 2-1. Liverpool know they'll end the day top if they get 3 points against Manchester United. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So today, a cloudy day throughout with some light patchy rain and drizzle in the morning, generally becoming drier by the afternoon. Feeling rather mild and breezy with a maximum temperature of 9 degrees C. Tonight, an overcast night, although largely dry, away from slight spots of drizzle before the rain arrives in the northern parts of the region. Feeling mild with a minimum temperature of 6 degrees C. Monday, another cloudy day with rain for northern parts of the region in the morning and some isolated patchy drizzle elsewhere. Remaining mild and breezy with a maximum temperature of 12 degrees C. Your outlook for Tuesday to Thursday is unsettled with windy and mild conditions. Tuesday brings persistent rain to start, clearing to showers or longer spells of rain in the rest of the week. Potentially very windy on Thursday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
And welcome to a different episode of the Arts Programme this week. We're doing something for the very, very first time, I hope. Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, we're not.
It's our first ever live pantomime. We are very excited in the studio. We've got a cast of friends and family from the Phoenix FM crew and beyond. And it's been presented by the Arts Programme. So we want you to relax, sit back and listen to our version of a pantomime this Sunday afternoon. But first of all, I'm just going to ask each of the cast to introduce themselves. I'm Claire and I'm playing Artsy.
Good afternoon, I'm Spencer. I'm playing Sid.
I'm John and I'm playing Sporty.
I'm Nick and I'm playing Ballsy.
I'm Laura and I'm playing Snow White.
I'm Emily and I'm playing Cheesy.
I'm Catherine and I'm playing the Evil Queen.
I'm Nigel and I'm playing Frontier.
I'm Peter and I'm playing Filmy.
And I'm Darren and I'm playing The Mirror.
So, without further ado, let's get on with our very first Phoenix pantomime, Snow White and the Seven Radio Show Hosts.
Thank you.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this land is fairest of all?
As your mirror, I will only tell the truth. As I discuss your radiance and youth, my queen, all I have to say to you is, you don't have half a face for radio.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, your highness, to put it plainly, I think you're using the wrong medium to be asking those sort of questions. After all, the audience, I mean, can only hear your voice.
Well, I shall ask you another question then, perhaps more suited to this medium, whatever it may be. Mirror, mirror, where I stand, who owns the best radio station in the land?
You, my queen.
I know you speak the truth. After all, my station does host the most famous of guests.
And only plays the most popular of songs.
And has the most catchy of jingles. Mirror the old royal jangle. Royal jingle-um. Oh, I always forget just how catchy that is. I should get Andy Lloyd Webber to write me another.
A Queen in a Mirror is how our story starts, perhaps somewhat familiar to you enjoyers of art. But this tale also brings a more modern twist, one that you surely don't want to miss. Our Queen, the subject of most men's desires, also runs her own radio empire, one that bolsters the most modern melodies and its reach has been growing more than steadily. But there's something the Queen would like to forget. A stepdaughter whose wit possesses true fret. Her father, the King, loves her dearly. The last reminiscence of the wife he misses severely. As his daughter grew, her strength for conversation grew faster. Her natural ability to entertain made her a true master. Her knowledge of music also became a power. So one day she built her own radio tower. Yet all would not be well with our heroine's plight, as the Queen would begin to look upon her with spite and think an end must be brought to little Snow White.
It's 1608 and I'm Snow White, coming to you live from the east of the Fairy Kingdom. We've just been hearing from the three bears who came on the show to tell us all about their new business venture, a porridge cafe that also specialises in a home security system. I wonder what the story behind that is. Anyway, up next, we have a local artist who's just about to release her first album. It's great to have you here, Birdie. So, are you excited to be releasing your first album? And what did he say to that? Oh, Birdie, are you sure you're not a comedian as well as a singer-songwriter? Maybe you could start writing a comedy album or join a comedy podcast. I hear the Mad Hatter is looking for a new co-host after the March Hare had that tortoise racing fiasco. Oh, I've gone off on a bit of a tangent there. Anyway, we'll be hearing more from Birdie and listening to some of her tracks later on in the show. But first, a personal favourite song of mine, Valencia, by local artist George Bone.
I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Sunny shadow, we got nothing left to
off. You know how I feel about Snow White's precious little radio show.
Ooh, whatever you say, Your Highness.
Oh, who does that little Miss Radio host think she is? Just plucking out a musician from the street. There are procedures to these sort of things. First of all, you have to make it through several grueling rounds of a televised talent show where your every move is scrutinised not only by a panel of heartless judges, but by the millions of baying eyes watching you from home, waiting for you to make the tiniest of mistakes. You then have to make it to the final and simply not win, like One Direction. Or alternatively, you could just have rich parents like Taylor Swift.
What about Ed Sheeran?
He's ginger. He's an anomaly.
Well, all the peasants seem to enjoy a radio show.
Well, of course they'd like listening to it. They're peasants, after all. Which means none of them have any taste.
And I've heard that some of your lords and ladies listen to it too.
Well, you know how these royal lineage things work. Most of them are married to their cousins.
And, well, weren't you listening to it just now?
That was purely for research, and you know it. Anyway, I don't pay you to talk. Bring my mirror to me.
You don't pay me at all.
Ah, there you are, my marvellous magic mirror. Maybe my mirror can minimise my maddening and manifest a more merry mood. Mirror, mirror, where I stand, who owns the best radio station in this land?
Well...
Is there a problem?
Well, you see, my queen, while your stations only host the most famous of guests...
And plays the most popular of songs...
Well, your programming doesn't really meet your people's requests.
Meaning?
It's getting stale, boring and old. And if you wasn't the wife of the king... Well, truth be told, I think people would have stopped listening years ago.
Ah, but they haven't.
Ah, but they have.
Oh, don't tell me they've all hopped on the podcast train.
Well, not quite. Instead, they've been listening to Radio Snow White.
Well, no matter. I'm sure this is a trend that will come to an end. And the best radio station in all the land will once again reign supreme in ratings, not just quality.
That's just it, Your Highness. This is what I've been trying to, not very subtly, tell you. Your show is lacking in both quality and popularity. It's old hat, dull, rubbish, et poupontable.
I still don't follow. Tell me in rhyme this time.
Fine. Your Majesty, I'll put this in simple words you'll understand. Your radio show is no longer the greatest in the land. Now, I know that hearing this may be incredibly hard... But Snow White Station is greater in every regard. Her programming is thoughtful, creative and true, and quite frankly, she's far less irritating than you.
Ugh! That Snow White has been a thorn in my side for far too long. Her father pays her more attention than he does me. The people seem to adore her because she's kind and caring. Being kind and caring gets you nowhere in life. In fact, I bet that's all part of her plan. Get the people on her side before I get the chance to usurp her father so she can take command instead. That little witch. And now she dare challenge my pride and joy, my wonderful radio station, taking away its ratings and credibility. I will not let this stand.
Hey, Mira, couldn't you have just lied about her radio station not being the greatest? You've got her all worked up now.
I could have, but someone needed to get this plot moving. Anyway, I won't have to deal with the fallout. I'm only in for this scene. Au revoir, listeners.
Sidkick.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Grab your axe. I think it's about time I win the heart of the kingdom by taking the heart from the chest of their favourite princess.
Find them a fortune, a chest filled with diamonds and gold. The house was awake with shadows and monsters. The hallways, they echoed and groaned. I sat alone in bed till the morning. I'm crying, they're coming for me. And I tried to hold these secrets inside me. My mind's like a deadly disease. I'm bigger than my body. I'm colder than this home. I'm meaner than my demons. jumped at the slightest of sounds. And I couldn't stand the person inside me. I turned all the mirrors around. I'm bigger than my body. I'm colder than this home. I'm meaner than my demons. I'm bigger than these bones. You know they kids cried out, please stop, you're scaring me. I can't help this awful energy. Goddamn right, you should be scared of me. Who is in control? I'm well acquainted with villains that live in my bed. They beg me to write them so they'll never die when I'm dead. So I'll never die when I'm dead. I'm bigger than my body. I'm colder than this home. I'm meaner than my demons. I'm bigger than these bones.
And that was Halsey with Control from her debut album, Badlands. The name Badlands refers to Halsey's state of mind while writing the album. The term is a metaphor for her desolate and lonely mind. I think it's one of my favourite tracks off the album.
Artie, who are you talking to?
Why, Halsey, the arts programme listeners, of course.
The listeners, Artie?
Yes, Halsey, it's past 4 o'clock, which means you're late to the recording.
Artie, there is no recording.
What do you mean, Halsey?
There is no recording, Artie. The Queen cut her art show from the Crown's radio station months ago, remember?
Halsey, I just like to pretend sometimes, okay?
Funky, is that you?
Yes.
Shouldn't you be prepping for the Stepping Out show?
Yes, the Queen fired me, but she said that funk and soul are old hats, unimportant. She then made some terrible excuse about needing my slot to play this week's Top 40.
Really? I thought she already played the Top 40 at least, what, 5 times a week?
More like 50 times a week. I think there's barely a time of day when they're not playing the Top 40.
Well, except when they're interviewing the most famous of guests.
I don't think the Queen realises how good musical diversity can be.
Oh, no, Funky, she got you too!
Oh, Screechy, we talked about the, well, screeching.
Oh, yes, oh, sorry, I mean sorry.
Unfortunately, Queen just doesn't see the need for my time slot anymore.
Oh no, does that mean only drive time is left?
Seems like it.
And I bet it won't be long until drive time is asked to sit on the bench too.
I don't doubt that, it's Sporty.
Well, I guess we all knew the score when we were hired. The Queen is more cold-hearted than Jose Mourinho.
Well, look on the bright side, Funky. You may have lost the Queen, but you've still got a bunch of aces up your sleeve. Well, what I mean is, at least you get to hang around with us more.
Oh, joy.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, maybe he's just fed up with all of your terrible jokes, Cheesy.
Well, he should be pleased to be around such a funny person. I'm punning a million.
Oh.
What? Oh, come on, that was a good one.
I I just don't think anyone's in the mood for laughing, Cheesy. The Queen's taken away our livelihoods and transformed the kingdom's biggest radio station into something I barely recognise.
Well, I've always said that she was Queen of the Damned, with us being the damned.
Charlie! Oh, sorry. Charlie, there's something we can do for me!
Well, we're not exactly Seven Samurai Street, G.
Why do you think that?
Well, if we fight back or even complain, there will be blood. And it definitely won't be the Queen's. I heard the Queen has dabbled in practical magic. That she's hocus-pocused people away as soon as she feels threatened. We've got no chance.
So you're saying it's full time? We're out for the count? That's it. That's just what the Kingdom Radio is going to be from now on. What are we meant to do?
I guess we just hope that things will change soon.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming.
Doing, boys and girls? I said, how you doing, boys and girls? Oh, you really do lose something when you make a pantomime for radio. Although, it's nice not to be heckled for once.
Boo!
Who just booed me?
Boo!
You know I'm carrying an axe. Well, not that any of you can see it.
Boo!
Anyway, I'm looking for Snow White. Any of you seen her? All right, yeah. I guess I'll have to just talk to myself and assume you haven't switched over to Time FM. Yeah, you know, I've never dreamed of being the Queen's evil sidekick, but when you have a fine art degree, your job options are limited. In fact, the only other job offer I got was to be Jeff Bezos' PA. So I guess I'm not as much of an evil sidekick as I could have been. But still, the evil henchman game is rough. No sick pay, no holidays, no lunch breaks. It's like being on a zero-hour contract. Especially as the Queen doesn't even remember my name. Sidkick, go and get me lunch. Sidkick, go and get me mirror. Sidkick, go and kill Snow White. My name's Sid. Sidkick. How hard is that to remember? Still... What was that? Ah, I think I hear exactly what I'm looking for. I'll hide behind this tree so she won't discover me. For those of you who can't see it, it's not a real tree. It's made out of cardboard. And it looks like it was shoddily painted by an intern.
Phew, what a day. 12 guests and hundreds of songs later, and I'm finally going home. I really hope the fairy's magic holds up throughout the nighttime playlist. I don't want a repeat of last night's infinite loop of William Shatner's Rocket Man. Who's there?
It's just me, a talking tree.
A talking tree? I don't know there were any talking trees around these parts.
Well, there is.
I mean, I've walked past you every day for the past year, and I've never heard you talk before.
Well, I just don't like talking to humans, okay?
Why is that?
Well, if I owned a table made out of human flesh, would you talk to me?
I guess not. Sorry to have disturbed you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bless you. Wait. I didn't think trees could sneeze on account of your lack of noses.
Well, not normally, but I just have terrible hay fever, you see.
A tree with hay fever. That's like me being allergic to blood.
Uh-oh.
You're not a tree. Wait, I know you. You're my stepmother's assistant, Simon. No, that's not right. Sid?
That's right. I'm surprised you know my name, actually.
What are you doing in the forest? It's quite far away from the castle, and I'm sure they're not hosting the creepy-looking individual convention here until next week. Wait. You're not spying on me, are you?
No, I was, well, I'm just working on my tree impression, getting into the role for the Kingdon's summer play.
It's December.
Yes, but it's always best to get an early start. I am a method actor, after all.
And is that axe part of your method acting?
Would you believe me if I said that I'm playing a tree who dreams of being a lumberjack? It's sort of the writer's idea of a dramatic irony.
I truly believe that no one would think that was good writing anyway.
Well, then you leave me no choice.
Whoa! Did you just swing your axe at me?
Yes, and if you just hold still, this will be a lot less painful for both you and me.
Why are you doing this? Oh, and say it in rhyme, please.
What is it with you royals and rhyming? Anyway... Snow, you've been at the top so long, your radio show's grown far too strong. Whether or not it's wrong, the Queen wants you gone, so it's time to bring an end to your song.
The Queen?
Sorry, Snow, you've got to go.
And what if I say no?
Well, I won't strike a blow.
Really?
Of course not.
Whoa!
Wait, where did you go? You see, the you're in tow. It's through your talking, and after all, this is a radio show. So I can't exactly see you walking, so don't tip around, make a sound, so I can axe you to the ground.
I just need to keep my voice low.
Oh, come on, Snow. Where did you go? Snow? Snow? Oh, the Queen's going to kill me. I should get going. I'm sure I can pull a different heart from up my sleeve and wear a light that will make the Queen believe that I've brought an end to her...
That's my cue to leave.
Yeah.
So with knowledge of the Queen's evil plan, with fear in her heart, Snow White ran, far outpacing any magical gingerbread man. Through the enchanted forest, Snow scurried, and past the old fairy village she hurried. To even think about stopping made her worried. So she kept going until she could go no more, and fell against a rather familiar door.
Did you hear that?
Not over your screeching, I didn't.
Maybe one of us should check it out. Any volunteers?
I mean, Sporty does know judo.
I know about judo. I don't know judo.
Well, that's pretty much the same thing, right?
It's definitely not the same thing, but he's obviously the strongest and the bravest. I'm obviously the strongest and bravest in the group, so I'll gladly look outside. Ah! What was that?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Do you want a nappy to go with all your crying? Bunch of babies. I'll go and see what all the noise was.
Make sure to let the right one in.
It's a girl.
Maisel Toy.
What do you mean a girl? Like a girl selling cookies or something?
Nah, a dead girl.
Dead?
I don't think dead. People breathe.
You learn something new every day.
I think she needs a doctor.
Too bad Doctor got arrested for faking his doctor's degree. Who'd have thought he was fraudy all along?
Maybe the girl just needs doctor sleep. Maybe she just needs to take a trip to Sleepy Hollow.
I still don't follow.
Or Sleepaway Camp. Maybe she needs the big sleep.
I still don't know what he's going on about, but I bet she just needs a good night's rest.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Wait. Oh, never mind.
So without delay, each host did their part. To make sure the stranger got a fresh start, they placed her on a freshly made bed. On the softest of pillows, they laid her head. With her temperature still terribly low, they set out some biscuits and a hot cocoa. They then waited patiently throughout the night to make sure her vitals remained all right and make sure she wouldn't be startled with fright when through the window came the morning's first light. Now on the other side of the kingdom, all was not grand, with Snow's destruction not having gone quite as planned. Sidkick now had to reveal he had lost the upper hand.
Ah, Sidkick, there you are. I trust that you have completed that extremely easy task that I have set you.
You asked me to kill your stepdaughter.
As I said, easy task.
And you asked me to cut her heart out. You know how disgusting that is, and messy. I'm not a surgeon, you know.
Ah, so you have cut out that little nuisance's heart.
Of course.
Well, where is it then?
Oh, it's just in my pocket somewhere. Hang on.
Why is Snow White's heart in your pocket?
Well, you never told me how to store it. It's not like I do this type of thing every day.
It never crossed my mind that you would stuff it straight into your pocket. All bloody. Not even a Ziploc bag or anything. Wow, that's remarkable.
Okay, well, I can just throw it straight in the bin then.
No, give it here.
Okay then.
Why is it so small?
Oh, well, she must have had shriveled heart surgery, Your Majesty. I mean, she tried to single-handedly bring down your radio empire. A radio station you built up from the ground up. Your baby. The source of the entire kingdom's joy. How cold-hearted must one be to do something like that, Your Highness? How small must their heart be?
While I appreciate your undying adoration and bootlicking, a shriveled heart is simply a metaphor. No matter how accurate it is, I don't think that is how human hearts actually function.
Well, maybe her heart is enchanted. It wouldn't be unheard of. I mean, I played a poker match with an enchanted candlestick a few times now.
No. You know what? I know what this is. This is a rat heart. I use these all the time for my potions. Sidkick, why have you given me a rat heart?
Well...
Please tell me that Snow White's heart is in the other pocket and you just have a weird rat heart collection. Please tell me that you actually killed Snow White instead of trying to trick me with a rat heart of all things. I mean, why not a pig heart or a cow's heart or even a heart of some other bozo I don't particularly like? Like that snide guard who never bows when I walk past.
The butcher's was closed, and I believe Vladimir the guard is at home tending to his elderly mother. The rat heart was all I could find on such short notice. And you can thank the royal cat for that.
Ha! So you didn't do what I asked. How extremely disappointing. Please don't tell me it's because you felt sorry for her.
Well, I would never feel sorry for such a bright, kind young girl like Snow White. You must believe me. I simply despise any who I think is in any way better than me. Which is a lot of people. You've got to believe me.
So you failed to kill Snow White not because you're a snivelling traitor, but because you're extremely incompetent.
Well, which one sounds worse?
Oh, never mind, you bumbling buffoon. I should have known you weren't up to such a task. Never send an underling to do a queen's job, as they always say.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever said that.
But no matter. At least this has taught me a valuable lesson to never lay my trust in you again.
You seem relatively calm, Your Majesty.
Of course I am. I have a backup plan. I wouldn't send a snivelling idiot like you to perform such an important task without a backup plan.
Well, what is it?
Let's just say that Snow White's end will be nothing short of delicious.
your web. I'm caught your skin. So wet, black lace on sweat.
This is Phoenix FM.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me. Pour out the wine, let's toast and pray for December snow.
Where am I? The last thing I remember is running and running and running from that jerk who tried to kill me. Now I'm in a mildly comfortable bed, surrounded by terrible decor, with a cup of, cold hot cocoa on the side table. Although I'm not quite sure why I feel the need to describe my surroundings in such great detail. It's like I'm being compelled to describe it to someone who can hear my voice but can't see me. Anyway, I suppose I should have a look around and make sure I'm not in a gingerbread house or haven't been kidnapped by a short man with a stupidly long and complicated name.
The girl's awake!
Oh, so loud! Don't come any closer. I know judo.
Well, at least somebody knows judo.
Oh, there's two of you.
Seven, actually.
Seven? Who are you all?
Well, who are you?
I asked first.
Well, you're in our house.
Well, you sort of kidnapped me.
Oh, come on, that's a bit harsh. We rescued you from the harsh winter weather found on our doorstep.
Well, you have to recognise how strange it is to wake up in a strange house surrounded by a group of strange people.
Well, this isn't exactly Monster House, and we're not exactly the strangers from that hit 2008 film, The Strangers.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of community radio show hosts.
Community radio show hosts?
Yeah, the Royal Community Radio Show hosts.
So you work for the Queen?
Well, not anymore. She fired us all.
And you don't keep in touch?
Who keeps in touch with their ex-boss?
I just wanted to make sure.
So, are you going to tell us who you are?
Well, given that you worked for my evil stepmother, I'm surprised you don't recognise me.
Wait! You're Snow White!
I knew it!
Well, then why didn't you say anything?
I just wanted to give you all a chance to catch up.
Oh, whatever.
So, why was a princess passed out on our doorstep?
I'd been running for much of the night. I guess I must have collapsed from exhaustion.
And why were you running all night? Surely that isn't part of your daily exercise routine.
No, no. The Queen tried to have me killed.
Is that all?
Ah, and I thought getting fired without pay was bad enough. I mean, at least I got I'm sorry for leaving card. Instead of I'm sorry, I'm going to have to kill you, card.
Why does she want you dead?
I just don't think she's a fan of my radio show.
That seems to be a bit of an understatement.
So you're telling me that the Queen isn't just firing her presenters now, but that she's murdering her competition too?
That's outrageous! She can't just take our livelihoods and your life! Surely there's something we can do!
Well, what can we do? The Queen is the one with all the power. She has control over all the King's guards and several sadistic henchmen.
And she unfortunately has my father well and truly wrapped around her little finger.
And now she has control over the last radio show in the entire kingdom.
Wait, that's it. That's how we can get back at the Queen. She may have control over the kingdom's radio station, but she doesn't have control over mine. If we can sneak back to the kingdom without her guards or henchmen catching on, I can send a message over the radio to the entire kingdom. I can explain how she fired you all and how she tried to have me killed, and hopefully the message will get through to my father and he'll finally see through her facade.
And if all else fails, she'll hopefully have an angry mob on her hands.
And then we might even be able to get our jobs back. Oh, and hopefully you won't get killed.
That's what I'm aiming for.
So they started to map out their heroic return, planning for each possibility, each twist and turn. But they weren't the only ones with a scheme at hand, as the evil queen also readied to make her stand and assure her radio station became the best in the land.
Sidkick, come here.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I think we're ready.
Ready to go to therapy so you can find a more productive way to deal with your issues?
What was that?
I said ready for what, Your Highness?
Well, ready to kill Snow White, of course.
I was afraid you might say that.
I need you to send out the henchmen and guards to locate Snow White for me. Can I trust you not to mess up again?
Of course, Your Magnificence.
You say, of course, like you're so certain your idiocy won't get in the way. Still, I do believe in granting second chances. After all, I'm such a nice and forgiving queen. While you go out and find that little brat for me, I'll prepare this beauty.
An apple? Well, I thought we were killing her, not giving her a nice fruit salad.
No, this isn't any ordinary apple. This is a very special apple that, let's just say, will give her more than heartburn.
Oh, no, not acid reflux. Cool, that can be a real doozy.
No, let's just say the effects would be longer lasting and more adverse.
A stomach bug?
It's a poison apple. It will kill her.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh. Well, I guess that was obvious. I mean, a poison apple is such a common food item after all. So how are you going to convince her to eat it? After all, she knows you're trying to kill her.
Which, of course, is your fault.
Well, it's more your fault for trusting me.
Well, no matter whose fault it is, or was, although it obviously was yours, I've thought of the solution for the predicament. This...
Whoa, Your Majesty, you've aged terribly. And for those of you at home, she looks like a bit like a female Donald Trump. Oh, my queen, what have you done to yourself?
It's just a simple ageing potion. I used to swap it out with the peasant's number 7 anti-ageing cream just to mess with them.
Oh, you really are evil, my queen.
Yes, yes. Well, I thought there's no way Snow White would be able to recognise me with this ugly mug. After all, I'm usually so beautiful and vibrant.
Whatever you say, Your Highness.
Now, go and prepare the other henchmen for tomorrow night. I will bring my plan into fruition.
Tomorrow night, our plan will begin.
Then we will get my revenge.
Then we will get our justice.
And our radio show back.
Yeah. And Snow White.
And the Queen.
Will never see me coming.
A child believes the best in you, and that belief always makes the darkest lies seem almost true. With sleight of hand, this almost truth can beguile the purest youth to wonderland. Now every piece is in place, and all that's left to erase before I take over.